Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Campbell County to test tornado sirens today. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County Emergency Management will test outdoor warning sirens Thursday morning in Wright and Gillette. Testing is scheduled to begin at about 8:30 in Wright and 10:30 in Gillette today. Because crews are updating the siren system, the test may last longer than usual. Sirens could sound more than once as officials check warning tones, voice messages, and other parts of the system. Volunteers will also be stationed near several siren locations to confirm they are working properly. Officials stress this is only a test and no action is needed. Residents should not call 911 to report the sirens. Emergency managers also remind people that outdoor sirens may not be heard inside every building. Residents are encouraged to use multiple alert sources, including local radio, weather radios, and Campbell County's Alert Sense system. Testing will be postponed if severe weather is possible. ACLU questions Campbell County's authorization of ICE agreement. The ACLU of Wyoming says Campbell County is among several counties that could not produce records showing commissioners approved agreements allowing local officers to assist federal immigration enforcement. Campbell County Sheriff Scott Matheny signed a 287G agreement with Immigration and Customs Enforcement allowing trained detention officers to perform limited immigration duties under federal supervision. The ACLU says Campbell, Hot Springs, Lincoln, and Natrona counties provided no records showing their county commissioners considered or authorized the agreements before sheriffs adopted them. The group also says none of the counties it reviewed or the Wyoming Highway Patrol produced records showing completion of a public rulemaking process the ACLU argues is required under state law. Supporters say 287G agreements strengthen cooperation with ICE and improve public safety. The ACLU argues they reduce transparency and discourage immigrants from reporting crimes. The dispute is tied to a lawsuit challenging similar agreements signed by the Laramie County Sheriff. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.